This is VOA News. Dear Rebecca,
four women. The U.S. said on Saturday it had ordered all of its non-essential diplomats and their families to leave Ethiopia as Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed urged people to make sacrifices to fend off rebels threatening to advance on the capital. Nine rebel groups said on Friday they would join forces in an alliance built around the Tigray People's Liberation Front, which has been locked in a year-long war that has killed thousands and pushed many more into famine-like conditions. Abiy sent troops into Tigray in November last year to topple the TPLF, accusing them of attacking military bases. Saudi Arabia, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, and other countries have also urged their people to leave Ethiopia in the past week. Glasgow faced a second day of protests on Saturday, where thousands turned up as part of a global mobilization against what campaigners say is a lack of urgency to address global warming at a UN climate summit. Delegates from nearly 200 countries are in Scotland to hammer out how to meet the Paris Agreement goals of limiting temperature rises to between 1.5 and 2 degrees Celsius. Over 90 people were killed and more than 100 injured in the capital of Sierra Leone late on Friday when a fuel tanker exploded following a collision, local authorities said. Fuel still appeared to be leaking from the wrecked tanker on Saturday morning as police and soldiers tried to clear large crowds of onlookers from the street. And Australia reached on Saturday a full inoculation rate of 80% of those aged 16 and older, which the Prime Minister called a magnificent milestone on the path to becoming one of the world's most vaccinated countries.